they play the play.
Their stage?
Heaven and Earth. That platform's heaven.
Looks like heaven.
As you remember it?
They never sold balloons in heaven, not in my time. Where's the Earth?
Earth is where that table is. Here's where Job sits, at the table. God and Satan lean above.
Nichols, I wonder if we'd better, Nichols.
Better what?
Better play it.
Why not? Who cares? We could show them. The two best actors in America.
The two best actors?
Now look at us selling breath in bags.
And bags to butter breath.
When they sell.
Merchandise not moving, Nichols?
It moves wherever I do, all of it.
I wonder if we...
Why not? Who cares? They don't.
At least we're actors. They're not actors. Never acted anything.
We could show them how it goes, huh? Poor Job. That perfect creature. Crumpled. On the dung of earth.
Challenging God.
Crying to God.
Demanding justice of God.
Imagine that, asking God for justice. Shall we start? You'll play the part of...
Naturally.
Naturally. And your mask?
Mask?
Mask, naturally. You wouldn't play God in your face, would you?
What's the matter with it?
God, the creator of the universe? God who hung the world in time? You wouldn't hang the world in time, not with 2-inch cat hair on your cutlets.
Whatsoever is under the whole heaven is mine.
Well, that's what I mean, you need a mask.
Perhaps a more accomplished actor.
Kiss your accomplishments. Nobody doubts your accomplishments. Nobody. We remember Mr. Zeus, the one man for God in the theater.
You make me humble.
No, I'm serious. The part was written for you. But you can't play him without a mask. Human faces hide too much, too little. This is God in Job you're playing. God, the creator of the universe, Job's and ours. Leviathan. Uranium.
What kind of mask?
You'll find it somewhere. Heaven's the great lost and found. Try heaven. God should laugh, the mare would calf, the cow would foal. Diddle my soul.
God never laughs in the whole Bible.
How could he laugh? He made it. The toy topped the world, the dirty whirler.
What's so wrong with the world?
Wrong with it? Try to spin one on a dung heap. I heard upon his dry dung heap that man cry out who cannot sleep. If God is God, he is not good. If God is good, he is not God. Take the even, take the odd, I would not sleep here if I could. Except for the little green leaves in the wood and the wind on the water.
You are a bitter boy.
I taste of the world. I've licked the stick that beat my brains out, stock that broke my father's bones.
No, you've been around, you children. Our modern hero, our Odysseus, sailing sidewalks toward the turd of truth and touching it at last in triumph. The honest, disillusioned child. You sicken me.
All right, I sicken you. No need to be offensive, is there?
You'd rather someone else?
Did what?
Play Joe?
Play Joe?
Naturally.
Who else could play the part like me? God has killed his sons, his daughters, taken his camel, ox, and sheep, everything he has, and left him sick and stricken on a dung heap, not even the consciousness of crime to comfort him.
No, not Joe, not you. I wouldn't think of it.
You wouldn't think of me for Job. What would you think of?
There's always someone playing Job.
There must be thousands. What's that got to do with it? Millions and millions of mankind. Burned, crushed, broken, mutilated, slaughtered, and for what? For thinking! For walking around the world in the wrong skin. The wrong shaped noses, eyelids. Living at the wrong address. London, Berlin, Hiroshima. Wrong night, wrong city. There never could have been so many. Suffered more for less! Where do I come in? Play the dung heap?
All we have to do is start. Job will join us. Job will
be
there.
I know. I've seen him. Job is everywhere we go. His children dead. His work for nothing. Counting his losses. Scraping his boils. Discussing himself with his friends and physicians. Questioning everything.
the time, the stars, his own soul, God's providence. What do I play?
What do you play?
What do I play? You play God. You play God, and I play... Oh.
I had assumed you knew. I didn't mean to be nasty. You see, I look on you and me as opposites.
Nice of you. You're opposite, huh? Well, it's a demanding role.
I know.
But worthy of me? Worthy of me?
I have offended you. I didn't mean to.
Did I say I was offended?
Masks, he said. No masks, costumes, vestures.
So I play opposite to God.
Vestures, prophets, mantles, high priests, ephods, copes, and serpents.
Heard upon his dry dung heap. That man cry out who cannot sleep. If God is God. If God is God, he is not good. If God is good, he is not God. Take the even, take the odd. I would not sleep here if I could. I would not sleep here if I could. Except for the little green leaves in the wood and wind on the water.
Show me the mask.
What mask?
My mask. You find it where the other was, in heaven.
Father of lies, they call me. Who knows enough to know their lies?
Justice has a face like this.
Like blinded eyes.
Like skies.
Of stone. Being magnificent and being right don't go together in this universe. It's being wrong. A desperate stubbornness fighting the inextinguishable stars excites imagination. Show me my mask.
You won't find it beautiful, you understand?
I know that. Beauty's the creator's bait.
Well, that's it. You don't care for it. It's not precisely the expression anyone would choose, I know that. Evil is never very pretty. Spitefulness either. Nevertheless, it's his. You'll grant that.
Evil, you call it? Look at those lips. They've tasted something bitter as the broth of blood and spat the sup out. Was that evil?
Was it?
Spitefulness, you say? You call that grin of anguish spite? Eyes that suffer, lips that spit? I'd rather wear this ache of loathing night after night than wear that other once.
That white indifference? Horrible! Horrible as a star above a murdered, burning, broken city! I'll play the part!
Put on your mask!
Well, give me the lines.
Whence comest thou?
Who said that?
Whence comest thou?
That was my line. Yes, I know. Who said it? He wants us to go on. Who does? Prompter, probably. Prompter somewhere.
Anybody there?
Go on.
Whence comest thou?
Go on. What do I say?
It's in the Bible.
I'm supposed to speak the Bible.
Maybe that mask can speak it. Ought to know the lines by now.
No.
Whence comest thou?
From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it.
What's so funny? It's
after all, you're talking to God.
Do I look as though I'd laughed? Those eyes see. They see.
Now listen, this is a simple scene. I play God, you play Satan. God is asking where you've been. All you have to do is tell him, simple as that. In the earth, you answer.
Satan answers.
All right, Satan, let's get on. Let's play the play.
You really think we're playing, huh?
Well, aren't we? Somebody is. Satan, maybe. Maybe Satan's playing you. Let's begin from the beginning.
Ready.
Masks. Masks.
Whence comest thou?
From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it.
Has
Hast thou considered, my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth? A perfect and an upright man.
There, look.
One that feareth God and escheweth evil.
J.B.
Our Father which art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. Amen.
Amen. That was short and sweet, my darling.
What was?
Grace was.
All the essentials.
Give. Eat.
Besides, they're hungry.
That's what grace is for, the hunger. Mouth and meat, by grace amazed, God upon my lips is praised.
Papa, Papa, he heard, he heard.
Our Father which art in heaven.
He did indeed. What a bird, he said, is cooked to a turn.
He heard, he heard.
He heard, he heard, he said, the bird.
That's enough now, children, quiet. Your father's counting.
Not today, not this gobbler. Feed a regiment. Nothing wrong with the food or the fixings. The day either. What's wrong with the day, huh? Tell me what day it is.
Turkey day.
Cranberry. Yes,
yes, yes.
We all can avoid.
And giblets to buy.
And 2 kinds of pie.
Squash in your eye.
And mashed potatoes with puddles of butter.
Gravy and such.
And
quiet, quiet, every one of you. Answer your father's question, Jonathan. Tell him what day it is.
Thanksgiving.
What day is that?
Thanksgiving Day.
The day we give thanks to God.
For his goodness.
And did you, David? Did you, Mary? Has any one of you thanked God? Really thanked him? Thanked him for everything? God doesn't give all this for nothing. A good home, good food, father, mother, brothers, sisters. We do have our part to play. If we do our part, he does his. He always has. If we forget him, he will forget. Forever in everything. David, did you think of God? Did you think, when you woke in your beds this morning, any one of you of him?
Of course he did. He couldn't have helped it. Sweet Sal. Sweet Sal. Children know the grace of God better than most of us. They see the world the way the morning brings it back to them. New and born and fresh and wonderful.
Please, Job. I want the children somehow to understand this day, this feast.
Forgive me, Sal. I'm sorry, but they do. They understand a little. Look at me, all of you. Ruth, you answer. Why do we eat all this, these dishes, all this food? You say, Rebecca, you're the littlest of us all. Why?
Because it's good!
Oh, my poor baby.
Why, your poor baby, she's right, isn't she? It is. It's good.
Good. And God has sent it to us.
She knows that.
Does she? Joe, do you?
What do you think? Think he knows? Think he knows what God can send him?
Oh, I think you do. Only times like this, when we're together, I get frightened, Job. We have so much.
You ought to think I know. Even if no one else should, you should. Never since I learned to tell my shadow from my shirt, not once, not for a watch tick, have I doubted God was on my side, was helping me.
That's our pigeon.
I've always known. Even young and poor, I knew it. People called it luck. It wasn't. I never thought so from the first fine silver dollar to the last controlling interest in some company I couldn't get. And got. It isn't luck.
That's in the story.
Tell the story.
Tell a lucky story.
Lucky, lucky, tell a lucky.
Tell a lucky, tell a lucky. Fella came up to me once in a restaurant. JB, he says, I knew him, why do you get the best of the rest of us? Fella named Foley? I think, or Sullivan. Newcomer man he was in town.
Your turn, Mother.
Patrick Sullivan.
Patrick Sullivan, that's the man. Why do you get the best of the rest of us? I've got as many brains as you. I work as hard, I keep the lamp lit.
Look, that's what it says, Sullivan.
Look, I said, look out the window. What do you see? The street, he tells me.
The street, says I, the street, says he.
What do you want me to call it, he asks me. What do I want you to call it, says I? A road, says I. It's going somewhere. Where, says he? You say, I said to him.
God knows, says Mr. Sullivan.
He does, says I. That's where it's going. That's where I go, too. That's why. Why, what, says he? I get the best of you. It's God's country, Mr. Sullivan.
God forbid, says Mr. Sullivan.
I laughed till I choked. He only looked at me. Lucky so-and-so, he yells.
Poor Mr. Sullivan.
Poor Mr. Sullivan.
It isn't luck when God is good to you. It's something more. It's like those dizzy daft old lads who douse for water. They feel the alder twig twist down and know they've got it. And they have, they've got it. Blast the legend, water gushes at you. And they knew it wasn't luck. They knew. They felt the gush go shuddering through their shoulders, huge as some mysterious certainty of opulence. They couldn't hold it. I can't hold it. I've always known that God was with me. I've tried to show I knew it, not only in words.
Oh, you have. I know you have. And it's ridiculous, childish, and I shouldn't be afraid. Not even now, when suddenly everything fills to overflowing in me, brimming the fullness till I feel my happiness impending like a danger. If ever anyone deserved it, you do.
That's not true. I don't deserve it. It's not a question of deserving.
Oh, it is. That's all the question. However could we sleep at night?
Nobody deserves it, Sarah. Not the world that God has given us. But I believe it, Sal. I trust in it. I trust my luck, my life, our life, God's goodness to me.
Oh, I know. I know you trust it. That's what frightens me. It's not so simple as all that. It's not. They mustn't think it is. God punishes. God rewards, and God can punish. God is just.
God is just. She's right, David. A man can count on him to be, become, and end our beautiful. Trust our luck, my Sal. Trust in it.
Trust in our luck, our life. Trust in it.
You don't like him.
I don't have to. You're the one that has to like him.
The love of life. The love of life.
Poisoning their little minds with love of life at that age.
No. I thought he made that small, familiar feast a true Thanksgiving. Only...
Thanksgiving? For what? For whom? For when? The best thing you can teach your children next to never drawing breath is choking on it. Only what?
Only I wonder if he knows.
Knows what?
He's in it.
In it?
He ought to know. He has the wealth, the wife, the children... Position in the world?
The piety?
He loves God, if that's what you're saying.
Piety's hard enough to take among the poor who have to practice it.
This man has his, and he's grateful.
Bought and paid for like a waiter's smirk. Ah, you know what talks when that man's talking? All that gravy on his plate. His cash. His pretty wife. His children. Wait till you lift the lot. He'll sing another canticle to different music.
I love Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Where have Monday, Tuesday gone? Under the grass tree, under the green tree, one by one. I love Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Where have Monday, Tuesday gone? Under the grass tree, under the green tree, one.
I love Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
God will teach him better, won't he?
God will show him what the world is, what a man is. The ignoble creature, victim of the spinning joke.
Teach him better than he knows. God will show him God, what God is. Enormous pattern of the steep of stars. Minute perfection of the frozen crystal. Inimitable architecture of the slow, cold, silent, ignorant sea snail. The unimaginable will of stone. Infinite mind in midge of matter.